Last night in Baghdad, Iraqi doctors, eyewitnesses, and officials say that an explosion rocked a crowded marketplace. As many as 62 people may have been killed, as 40 may have been wounded. This was the second deadly blast in a Baghdad market in less than a week. The U.S. military attributed the first incident to an errant Iraqi missile or deliberate sabotage. U.S. Central Command said it's now trying to determine what caused last night's explosion, but it maintains that Iraqi civilian neighborhoods are not military targets. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report from northeast Baghdad.
In the dark, a crowd of men moved toward the nearby mosque. They carried coffin after rough-hewn coffin aloft, their voices raised in prayer, not propaganda. The blast hit at 6 p.m. when the local open-air market in the Shula neighborhood of Baghdad was packed with shoppers. It's now a mass of corrugated iron, broken glass, and the tangled frames of what had once been vegetable stalls. A burst pipe does little to wash away the blood. Some say they heard fighter planes overhead. The next thing they knew, shrapnel flew in all directions. They point to a crater about 5 feet in diameter and a couple of feet deep. It's in the heart of the market. Convinced an American bomb was responsible, people ask, how can the Americans make these mistakes? Amer Dagestani came to see if friends had been hurt. Is this the way America brings democracy, he asks?
There are people, poor people, and there's no military place. You can see it is a civil zone, and only small houses where poor people are living in.
Shards of metal struck two teenage boys who were standing outside their house on the edge of the market, killing them instantly. Shrapnel peppered the gate behind them, piercing the metal. A third brother standing in the courtyard was hit in the head and also killed. Their bodies are lined up inside, wrapped in white cloth, illuminated by a kerosene lamp. Their father, Jassim al-Hamdani, stands frozen, unbelieving, as a friend raises his hands in prayer over the dead children. In the next room, women draped in black sit on the floor, keening, calling out to God in their grief. Behind them hangs a portrait of Hussein, the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, whose martyrdom in the 7th century is a symbol of the Shiite suffering. The United States hopes that the Shiites, repressed by Saddam Hussein, will rise up against him and join forces with them. But in al-Shula, people have no faith in the Americans, and some talk of revenge against the foreign invaders. At the Al-Nur Hospital, families flood in, desperately calling out names, hoping to find their relatives are alive. 52-year-old Salman Zeki Kadam winces from the bloody wound in his back. He'd been in the market with his son-in-law and grandson, trying to buy a TV antenna. It's a civilian area, he says, just an ordinary market. The wards are packed. Many of the injured had to be moved elsewhere. Though a professional, Dr. Hamid Soufian admits he's overwhelmed.
All the floor covered by the blood. So we ask why. Why this blood? Even I am a doctor and I have strong personality, okay, but I can't understand such things. Yani. They are saying we will not call them. They come to free us, okay? This is the freedom? I don't know.
Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.